everybody be asking me, like, damn, Luke, you beat Snyder and shoot off? And I'm like, yeah, yeah, I beat Aaron. But this time, I can't take all the credit because I've literally have teamed up with No Limits Archery right here out of Denver, Colorado. I believe Phil has put some of the best guys in his shop to work on your equipment. Guys like Jason and Bo, I think they're the best in the business, if you ask me. Because when I drop off my bow, I feel like those guys are treating it like if it was their own. So, I mean, y'all seen what happened. I did beat Snyder. But that being said, guys, while you're there, check out their pro shop. It is top notch. They have everything you need from all your archery supplies, from hunting camo and boots. I mean, they got it all. And while you're there, let's shoot because it's one of the biggest facilities here in the area, indoor and outdoor. Guys, check them out on the IG at No Limits Archery and www.nolimitsarchery.com. Oh, snap, Cody. We have made it.
Oh, man, Luke, it feels so good. I'm finally a somebody.
Man, I'll tell you what. Our boys over at Tito Knives have came through and made our own backcountry rolls.
Ultra light, ultra sharp, and now ultra fly.
Oh, snap. I like that little saying. Man, now's the time to go on their website. Check out what they got on their inventory. Right now, they got our own backcountry rolls, Gladiators Unleashed. It's sexy, bro. Sexy. And once you get done purchasing your own backcountry rolls, make sure you post this on the gram. And guess what? Some lucky winner is going to get some swag to their door.
Type in that code GU15. Save 15% off your entire purchase.
Oh, shit. What was that saying you just said?
Ultra light, ultra sharp, and ultra fly player.
Damn, Cody, everybody be liking what we're doing with this Bullhorn app.
Yeah, what's not to like, man? You get to text, you get to call in, you get to run your mouth with your favorites every episode.
Man, we love it. I love the interaction we get in with our listeners. Guys, if you guys want to become a part of your favorite podcast, download the app, bullhorn.fm, your podcast app. At JeremyWalls81 on the IG. He's been with us from day one. And now he is giving all our listeners 20% off all custom flags. But it just don't stop there. He's also giving people free shipping.
20% off and free shipping. I'm going to order two just so I can flex on my commie neighbors.
Of course you would. That would be you, totally. Hey, that's a great idea, though. Show your patrons. Check them out. JeremyWalls81. Slide in his DMs. Tell him that you want one of those custom flags, what GU be rocking. Get your own custom.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of awesome.
Ha-ha. Check him out. This podcast is brought to you by Kafaro International. It's gear for life.
Extreme hunting products. Packs, frames, tents, shelters, sleeping systems, stoves, and more.
Did I mention it's American made?
Love it. America.
America. Hey, guys, check them out. It's Kafaro.net.
You act like this is Joe Rogan or something.
Good to see you, dog.
Hey, don't be fucking getting too high now.
That's that. That's There's that. No such thing.
Right. Do you remember when?
Live in 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well, no, it's not. That's not how it works here. Puff, puff.
Pat. Oh, you said this is for me.
Oh yeah, I got three other ones in there too.
Yeah,
but that one, that one is called the Anaconda.
I'm not mad. That's the first time he's ever used that word, that fucking word in a sentence.
Spell anaconda.
Spell it. Don't do that.
Fuck you. Spell anaconda right now. Smell it. Spell it.
A-N-O-C-A-N-D-O.
Oh, no. There you go, dumbass.
God. Got it. Anaconda.
No, A-N-A.
No, that's what I said.
A-N-A-C-O-N.
You don't know either.
Yeah, it's actually, I do.
You know, that. Oh, wait, that one is the Black Mamba.
How many syllables is anaconda?
Anaconda.
Did you say and? There's no D in anaconda.
Fuck y'all, dude.
How do you spell it?
Hey, this is my shit.
Leave there is a D at the end. Skinny at the end.
Yeah. What up, what up, what up? We back, and holy snap, we got a celebrity in the house.
That's it. Tony Ferguson's in the house. Oh, you took them off. Come
I forgot
on.
They were on.
They're coming all night, prescription.
They are.
On this night, well, this is 99, boys. 99, episode 99. And I'm glad I made it to 99. I'll be better. I'll be glad when I make it to 100. Damn. That is the Black Mamba. Tonight we got Skinny Code running the Bullhorn app.
What up?
We got my boy Thomas behind the camera. We even got my man Terrence in the hizzy. Taking some shit. That's like, it's like, Terrence is like Gaethje's new right hand.
He's going to capture the moment.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's like, the plumber.
If you want to see videos of the training methods and, you know, the whole process leading up to this fight, I visualize, EYE, visualize on
Instagram.
Instagram, and I think on Twitter too, no? He don't have Twitter.
Nah, he don't got. He's like
too
me.
Too cool for Twitter.
Nah, Twitter's just too much reading, and you know my son is
like a picture book kind of guy.
Yeah, exactly.
We know that.
But anyways, we got my boy Nestor in the hizzy.
Yeah, you can watch me at like 1 a.m. playing video games with these fucking fools.
You play video games?
No, dude. I don't play video games.
Why are you up at 1 a.m?
I figured you're up at 1 a.m. playing video games,
no,
dog.
No, I sleep from 12 to 9.
And he turns that fucking game off at 11:49.
No, he doesn't.
You never see me play no video games.
I just see it on your story. Blah, 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 little gun in front of
me. I'm trying to pump up Terrence's Twitch over here.
Anyways, we do have Justin Gaethje in here.
I play video games every night.
Every night. No, he literally does.
Are you a gaming motherfucker?
I get just as much pussy as you. So.
Oh, I know. Imagine if I was the number one contender in the UFC. I mean, fuck. What's his name? What's his name? Chris was in here. I don't know what he's ranked, but he's with the bitch on the cover of the magazine.
Oh, I know.
Whitney.
What's it? Chris Camozzi? Yeah, she just did Girl. What was that?
She just made the cover of Girls Fitted or whatever.
Yeah, she's fine. She good. She did good.
I'm fine, Justin. Calm down, man. We'll be hitting, kicking on my motherfucking legs.
I told you how to get out of it.
I know.
Yeah, how do you get out of it?
I'm going to just
tell
take
the
a
world
kick.
Right now
that yeah, you can kick me in each leg.
You're a bitch.
Dude, what the fuck are you doing
no,
right
no,
now?
No, and you never want to get touched by the baddest man in this room.
I will say this. When you kick
and
me.
If you what do you mean?
That,
why would you say the baddest man in the
if
room?
If you say that, then I'll never touch you again.
Hey, no, I will say this. I fucking dread the next day when we get drunk. When we get drunk and you kick
when
me
you
multiple times. Yeah.
When you get drunk.
The one time you were drinking too and you fucking, dude, I couldn't hardly walk for a day and a half.
That was a good bruise.
That's when you fucked up your Can-Am. Remember I was limping around and.
Yeah, that's why I kicked you.
Hey, so yeah, let's talk about that real quick because I've been seeing a little bit of the action. I helped carry some parts to Trevor's vehicle. What? So here's the thing. You guys got the fucking baddest Can-Ams that I've ever seen, honestly.
Yep.
I mean, I've like literally seen. And then
you took everything on it and replaced it.
Yeah, and you just upgraded it.
Everything.
Big time. To like what, racing parts everything. What?
You know who else has a badass Can-Am?
Brakes, exhaust, all the A-arms, all the different knuckles.
Cerrone has good ones too.
Yeah, I think he's sponsored
Trevor,
by that.
Trevor's doing all these by himself, so if it breaks, he'll know how to fix it.
Yeah, which you know Justin's about to do.
Dude, 10 minutes. I watched him. I seen right away he was having so much fun, and then he just didn't slow down. Just
No. It wasn't ready. Yeah. I was going to break it no matter what.
Yeah,
I
think so.
All these parts on it.
So let me ask you right now. So how much do you have aftermarks going into this new
money?
Yeah.
That's personal information.
Give me a ballpark estimate.
This car costs like
has to be over
$70,000.
Now it does with all the parts? Oh, fuck, dude.
Well, plus the money that I had to spend when I broke it.
So you have a 70.
But I replaced all those parts and then took them off like a dumbass.
Okay, so you have
I
like
a... never bought them. And I had two guys telling me this. I was like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
And they're like, just don't buy the parts because you're going to. I was like,
replace them anyway.
I need the machine fixed. Like, I need
it.
Yeah. You want it as soon as possible.
So you're saying you're rolling around in a $70,000
I'm not rolling. It's only left the garage
twice. I mean, yeah.
It's more than that because he did 20,000 in damage the first time. Probably.
As soon, no, I got about, yeah, with that damage, probably 70, 75. But as soon as this snow melts, me and Trevor, and I get this belt, we're going to Moab. Down in Arizona, where I'm from, we can go 3 days nonstop.
And just roll.
Yep.
Straight, yeah, that's
straight from the house.
Dude, that's sweet. Dude, that's more than my wife's Audi.
I know it is. It's more than my cars, too. Not my
truck. Not your pickup.
Not your pickup.
My other cars.
Dude, that's nuts because here's my deal.
Trevor was so positive when he first broke it. Trevor's like, this, $180, this, $250. He's like, $1,500 would get it back on the road.
I'm like, I didn't have to spend any of that. Honestly, I needed a new radiator. That's what, I pushed the front bumper into the radiator. So, yeah, I needed one of those. Outside that, we replaced everything I broke.
Yeah. Well, no shit. The fucking wheel almost fell off. It did fall off, dude.
That was just because one little A arm.
So
that was a trailing arm, which we replaced.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess my question is, what is your intentions to do besides have a great time driving around?
That's with my only intentions.
It's just to kick it.
To pump up Gladiators Unleashed, maybe my YouTube channel, maybe your YouTube channel. Because it's part of my business. My business bought that for me, and so I have to, building a brand.
Yep.
Same reason I bought the truck.
Yeah. I like it. I like your style. I like your style. You know what I also like?
It has nothing to do with getting laid.
Well, he could definitely. I'm going to tell you right now. If I drove around that K&M, I'm getting laid.
You can't drive around where? At the sand dunes?
Oh, I'd take that bitch to King Supers.
Dude, I would seriously take that bitch everywhere. You put blinkers on it, you can drive it.
You can't do it. Not in Colorado. Arizona, you can drive them anywhere. Not here.
In Nebraska, you can now. They just passed it.
Not here. I live here.
I imagine it's about to change. I bet it does.
I bet it does. Not in the city.
Not in the city, obviously, but out here.
I think you just got to put blinkers and everything, make it legal.
Yep. That's it.
Okay, that's not true.
I'm not saying Colorado.
Does your vehicle
Arizona,
cost?
You don't even need.
No, I just want to know. How's your shit cost? You paid $77,000 for that motherfucker, and it ain't got blinkers.
I paid
ain't got blinkers.
I paid $35,000 for it.
It don't got blinkers.
That's a goddamn sound system in it.
I know.
Oh man,
that's when I sat in your garage.
Yeah, he took me in the garage. He's like, "Listen, to this." He cranked it up. I was like,
"He's wiring in USB plugins all over the damn place." Every seat's gonna have.
They're really cool. Him and Trevor's machines are outrageous.
No, Trevor is a madman because I'm just telling you, dude.
Like, yeah, you walk into the gym. If I meet a girl and I say, hey, do you like to go to the sand dunes? Like, let's go. Yeah. I need someone. I need a.
What girl isn't going to fucking say that, though?
Say what?
Oh, yeah. I love it. Well, I want to roll in a fucking $70,000.
But I don't think.
I'm not going to say, hey, you want to go take a ride in my $70,000 sand car?
But you know what I don't think crosses your mind is you could drive a fucking Pinto at this point in your life and they are going to get in it.
I wish I could just.
You guys worry about your own.
I'm gonna quit working.
Play video games.
I know.
Keep that drama out of my life for now.
Have you ever seen those memes where those hot chicks are like twerking and the kids still just playing the video game?
No. Here, speaking of memes, like how many times does this meme blow up in you and you get tagged? Because glasses, I get in a lot.
What meme?
One of the internet.
Whoever made it's a genius.
Yeah, but yeah, because it was like, get me this guy like this. He's holding.
Why can't I meet a guy like this?
And then he's like, hey,
cage, right?
And she says no, and he's like, I'm literally the guy in the picture.
The internet is undefeated. It will never lose.
And then after a while, people started thinking, because I'm in the picture, right? And there's like, maybe he's talking about an old boy Luke back there. And it's a good possibility she was.
Yeah.
I
bet she's looking for you right now.
I bet she's been on the search for her most of her adult life.
She's out there on Grindr looking for you.
Just going to flea markets and shit looking for Luke, dude. Going to flea markets like, but before.
Dude, that's racist.
I don't think she has a Grindr, Luke.
Hey, she could be into this fucking Hispanic. God knows I'm more Hispanic than you.
You are not Hispanic.
I'm 100%.
You are 100%. Standing in line at the menudo.
100%.
It's menudo, not
100% Canadian is what you are.
No.
No.
Yep.
You no, know, no, 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 no.
Nebraska. I was born in Tucson.
Hey, I don't give a fuck where you're born. You
went to my nana and tata's house.
Your mom, your nana and tata are 100% Mexican. More Mexican than me, for sure. But do you see my back?
Oh, yeah.
I got a tattoo of Mexican American flag on my back.
Yeah, why?
Where's yours at?
Why?
Where's your? Because I'm proud to be in Chicano.
I have a cross on my arm.
Chicano and some eyes on your ribs. What's that mean?
No fear.
I thought that was the Bad Boys sign.
You remember when people used to have the Kawasaki motorcycle?
Which one is that? Is it the Bad Boys logo sign or the no fear?
It's a fucking pair of eyes on my ribs.
No fear, though.
It's the no fear logo? Eyes
on my ribs. Have it right next to the Monster logo on the back of their pickup. I've seen those.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I thought it was the Bad Boy logo, though.
And you have like a Kawasaki.
Have you seen the Bad Boy logo?
Yeah.
Then how do you think it's a Bad Boy logo?
Because that's what it looks like.
Well, then obviously you've never seen the Bad Boy.
No, I just thought I didn't think you could afford a fucking good tattoo.
What?
At that time, maybe not.
At that point, you could afford a good tattoo.
When I got this tattoo.
Greeley's a rough place, dog.
You guys go fuck yourself and listen. God dang.
God dang. That did not sound Mexican. That sounded white as shit.
No, I was going to say, God damn it, but I don't want to say that. So go fuck yourself.
I can say picture.
Go fuck yourself.
Nothing like it. That's nothing like your... Look it. Cool. Nothing like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Type no fear.
You're a fucking...
It's it. That's why I know what they are.
I'm not even going to tell you the story.
No, please. I'm ready. Go ahead.
No, thanks.
Dude. Come on.
How drunk were you when you got that Mexican-American flag on your back?
I wish I was.
Hey.
No, that one ain't it either.
They're fucking idiots.
What? So where did you come up with the eyes then? Because I get hit up all the time about it. And I'm like, I don't know. He was drunk.
I like the idea.
Yeah. So eyes on the ribs.
I was planning on fighting.
And you wanted.
I was blind.
You were blind, for sure.
And fuck you. That's what I got. I'm not going to tell you the story.
Oh, man.
Hito. Come on, mijo. What do you got, Cody? Let's change the subject.
You got a couple callers.
Who's calling? Who's calling?
Andrew, you're on with us.
What up?
All right, good talk, Andrew.
What's up, Andrew?
JD Neal, what's up? Sunday Hunt, Alex's buddy.
Ha, what's up, guys?
What up, buddy?
Fuck you.
Hey, did you get Alex's address that I texted to you?
Oh, I got that fucker, right. Dude. It's on.
Damn.
I have a feeling you're 5'3".
Yeah, you're going to fuck. Hey, listen, motherfucker.
I hope I do find out, you short little fucking sawed off son of a bitch.
It might be a Tic Tac that'll freshen your fucking breath. Oh.
You fucking roided out small cocked fucking son of a bitch.
Oh. Roid it out. I see you with your fucking skin tight shirts on.
They're a large, not a medium. I know what Luke sent you, dog.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Is that the only kind of shirt they sold in Africa, motherfucker?
Hey, time out. Okay, what's up? What's up, JD? How's your day been?
It's been pretty good, man. I just want to jump on and see what the fuck y'all are up to.
Fucking Nestor.
I know. Nestor will fuck up a wet dream, I swear to God.
You wonder why Skinny stares at his phone. It's like he can't fucking look through who's calling. You know? Same podcast, same different motherfucker. Gotta listen to Self-Made here.
Yeah. That's okay. I got 5 gallons of Astroglide for your fucking ass.
Oh, fuck. JD.
Send him an extra large, would you?
Hey, JD, seriously, on a for real note. What's up, dude? You got a question for the champ?
No, man, I don't.
He's just kicking
no
it.
Questions. He's ready, bro.
He's
I've been watching
it.
Him on the IG. He's ready.
Yeah. He's looking good, man. And you know what? Technically, I don't even think camp has started, right? Well, tech camp isn't really.
Yeah, we're 10 weeks away today or tomorrow.
Tomorrow. But you've been
12 weeks out, so we're 2 weeks in.
But
I did see that story though of him and Nestor hitting each other in the arm. Nestor, what the fuck were you doing?
Nestor broke his hand from that.
I missed and hit the corner of a table.
No, that's not true. He broke it on my arm.
No, that's not true. Do you remember when I hit the fucking table? Be honest, Luke.
Oh,
I
mean, you son of a bitch.
I remember.
You son of a bitch.
No contact with the table.
Yeah, I got the whole video. I edited it.
I just
the
remember.
The video's like 7 minutes of me getting my fucking ass kicked.
No, you making terrible choices for 7 minutes. That's
hey,
what that was.
Yeah, so I was in that circle jerk there for a minute, and I was like, this is stupid.
That was not a circle jerk.
Well, yeah, it is.
Yeah, because you would have stayed in if it was that.
No, I'm telling you right now, I was like,
he took one shot, he's like, nope.
No, I punched him, then Justin punched him. We were like, pass it on. Justin hit him, then I hit him, and then he was like, fuck you guys, I'm out.
Well, yeah, because I know where this goes because my ego is too fucking... I guarantee I would have stayed in longer than you, and I still would have fucking had the same amount of
pain. I don't remember quitting. I remember us just being like, this is fucking hard.
Yeah, what I just
did. Hand.
I broke my hand before the fucking video that I shared. It was already broke.
No.
Well,
yeah,
all I'm saying is the way your technique was not really... shareable, so that's why I couldn't share it.
I'm surprised you didn't break your wrist when you hit me.
I'm not so sure I didn't break my fucking wrist.
Every time.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Hey.
Don't.
Every time.
Get used to that, buddy.
All I remember is don't hit me in my chin. Don't hit me in my chin. That's what I remember.
Do it.
No. Hey, man, fuck this fucking podcast. Why does this guy keep calling in this motherfucker?
Hey, you did this. He didn't do it.
Yeah, he didn't.
Hey, I will say this. I really don't want you to fucking kick me again. It sucks.
It does.
It sucks.
I'm going to tell you right now, Terrence, you can vouch for me. How hard did this motherfucker kick me yesterday?
Not was yesterday, it? 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
You deserved it.
Shit was hard, huh? Yeah. I was like, oh, fuck, he's pissed.
Dude, the next day you wake up and it's just like, fuck.
This motherfucker grabbed the front of my shorts and gave me a wedgie up.
Well, I could grab the back.
He wouldn't let go, dude. He held on for like 6 minutes.
No, listen to this guy. This guy attacked me. He put on his gloves and he started beating my ass. What was I supposed to do? So I started hitting him back, like slap boxing him. And he just coming full force, hitting me in my face.
Full force, yeah.
Hitting my face. Like, honestly, like, if he hit Michael Chandler... God damn, where was this at when Khabib was there? If you hit McGee like, Khabib like.
McGee.
Khabib like that. Yeah, fuck. You're going to be the champ still.
The fuck is wrong with
you? I'm just saying.
Spell McGee.
God damn it. Why is everything got to go back to spelling?
Yeah, I know.
Anyways.
Well, we don't want to go to adding.
He had to do on his fingers.
Let's stay away from addition and subtraction.
He literally, we're over here. He's like, 12, we got 5. What are we at? I'm like, what are we at? He's like, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
I was just making sure.
Anaconda.
No, I was making sure my arithmetic was good. That's it. Anyway, JD.
You are an intellect, let me tell
you. I appreciate you spending your Friday night listening to our bullshit.
I'm about to Venmo Gatesy $20 to kick Nestor in the face.
You don't have to kick him
in the face.
No, you can do it to me though. I'll give it to him. Promise.
Fucking in the face. What's wrong with you?
I got 20 on Gatesy at rock, paper, scissors, Venmo right now.
All right, ready? Let's go. All three of us.
Against two.
All three of us right here.
A three-way. So you guys, if I beat you, you're going to say
$20? I don't want to say three-way.
Dude, it's the only three-way Luke will ever be in.
Yeah.
That's.
I promise you, I've been in way more.
Shut the fuck up.
You and Luke right now. Go ahead. 20 for Gaethje. 20,
you're betting on me? Best of three? It's one, best, two, three.
And then.
And two, shoot.
Yep.
All right, ready?
Ready.
One, two, three, shoot.
1-0.
Okay. One, two, three, shoot. 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 Yeah!
1-1. 1-1.
Oh, let's go.
Can I enjoy my victory?
All right, hurry it up, man. This is...
fuck.
Ready?
Ready.
Hold on.
So you think I know what you're doing, but I already know what you're doing. You think I'm going to come out with scissors because I know you're going to come out with paper, but I might bluff you with the rock, but then you might come back out with
one,
paper.
One, two, three. All
right. Ready? One, two, three, hook.
Got it.
Winner.
20 to Luke. 20 to Luke.
Down goes Frazier.
Gosh, I know, dude. Fuck.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Say that 20, because when you come down here,
You can buy some more Astro Glide for Nestor's ass.
Don't worry, because I'll be there next week, Nestor.
Oh, shit.
I am going to fucking murk your fucking little ass.
Yep, I will be there. I'll be on that front porch just a swinging, bro.
I bet your swing is fucking.
Don't worry.
Barely hits the inside of your thighs.
You really like to talk about another man's dick a lot.
This guy, obviously. Man, this guy just calls in and talks about fucking me. It's unbelievable.
Oh, is that what the glitch is for?
I'm telling you right now. Oh. I'm gonna be like Justin, bro. I'm gonna get a hold of you for
no. Justin has no fucking thought about having sex with me. You
Zero.
Sick bastard.
Zero.
Cody, start screening these calls. My God.
I got green light for JD all day long.
It's the best.
I think I got green light for JD.
It's the all best.
Put the sunglasses back on, dude.
Yeah, I'm about to. Fuck.
All right, JD. Hit me up when you come through.
Yeah, man, I'll hit you up.
All right, buddy. Later.
Yeah, have a good night.
He's so sensitive, dude.
So sensitive.
We got one more call. Let's let him in.
Andrew.
We get Andrew back?
Andrew, dog, what are you doing? You're fucking up my night.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, there he is.
What's up?
How's it going?
Where are you calling from, Andrew?
Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, man. They got some good wrestling down there.
Kid Folk.
Yeah. Kid Folk's down there, too, huh?
Yep, start under.
I just wanted to call and say what's up, and you guys are funny as fuck.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Luke's funny on accident.
I'm an accident. Yeah.
Total accident.
I know.
That's how dumb he is.
sorry, man. I'm in the middle of nowhere. I got no service.
Oh, that's all right. What are y'all doing?
That again?
What are y'all doing in the middle of nowhere?
Just chilling, man.
just living, bro.
Are you at home?
Nothing. We aren't carving up a body right now or anything.
Well, that's why the first thing that came to my head was like the Eminem song. Like, hey, I drink a fifth of vodka. You dare me to drive?
I didn't just rape a woman and she's dead on the side of the road here in Pennsylvania. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, no, we're not saying that. But hey, I do appreciate you listening and watching us.
And laughing at Luke.
Yeah, definitely, man. I just got a little shack in the middle of nowhere. Just got done shooting some bow. And
nice. Nice. Yeah. How long have you been listening to the podcast for?
A couple months now.
My man. Good man. It's best move you've ever done in your life, huh?
Yeah. Listen to him at work. Funny as hell.
Oh, good. I appreciate it, man. I'll tell you what. Do me a favor. Call in on my 100th episode. You will not be disappointed. I promise you that. And that's the next episode, okay? Or even ask a question to Cody, okay? Do that because you will not be disappointed.
All right, man. Sounds good.
All right, man. I appreciate you.
All right. Peace.
Later. Have a good night.
This quick break is brought to you by archeryauctionpros.com. Have you all wanted to get a new bow set up but just didn't want to pay top dollar for it? Because I know my broke ass didn't want to. Guys, check out this website. It may be the answer to all your problems. Go to www.archeryauctionpros.com. Register for free. Look at the bows. See something you like. Make a bid. And guess what? You may be shooting a new setup this season. It's that easy. And oh, check this out. Before it even hits the site, it is checked out by some of the best bow technicians in the game, so you're not buying a piece of crap. Guys, I don't know. It got my vote. I'm all about it. Guys, check them out at www.archeryauctionpros.com and even on the IG at Archery Auction Pros. Let's go. Let's go.
God damn you, dude.
Struggle stick, my dog. All right. Talk struggle,
man. Cody, you're fucking up today, aren't you?
Not me, Danny.
Hey, what's up, boys?
What's up, bro?
What happening?
Nothing, man. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're good. We're just here with the champ.
Nice. Hey, I got a question for Justin, man. Hey, so are you approaching this next fight a little different than the last fight? Like when you prep, I've been watching on IG and checking it out. What's the scoop?
I mean, at the end of the day, this game is cardio. So from now until then, I need to increase my capacity to sprint 25 minutes straight. That's my game plan. But yeah, I got, you know, my coach is always working on refining my striking skills. I got a jiu-jitsu coach in my corner now. I got a couple guys coming out to dummy in any and every choke that they can. But yeah, it's all cardio, so I'm working every day, eating the right stuff.
Good deal. Good. Is that, yeah, and that's a, I mean, the last fight was shorter, right? So this one's got a little bit longer. You're going to plan on going a little bit longer?
Yeah,
this
one? Last one was a three-round fight, but I think out of my last 17 fights, I've had 2 3-round fights, and then...
Why don't you just knock this joker out in the front?
Yeah, that's the plan. I mean, anytime I can get out, they don't pay me by the minute, they pay me by the fight, so...
Nice, man.
I'm always trying to get out of there as soon as
that,
possible.
That hat you signed when we were up there, dude, my son wears that every single day to get to work with awesome. It, so thank you so much for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Heck so, yeah, man.
Here's my question. Yeah. Here's my question. How's my girl Tina doing?
She's good, man. Hey, good. She's at work still, dude. I got to have her making that money so I can go hunt with Nestor.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you got to put her in that overtime, man.
Is she working until 2? Because it takes a minute.
She's about 10.
Oh, yeah.
Well, right on, man. I appreciate you listening. Hope you enjoy your Friday night.
Hey, Luke, you got to crack that Willet next episode, dude. That's your 100th episode.
I've been saving it, bro. I told you I'm a man of my word. I'm going to bust it.
Where is it?
Right here.
The 99th episode is the episode to bust it on.
No.
Yeah.
Right there. That hat looks sick, dude.
Yeah. It's literally, I told you I was going to save it when you gave it to me. I was like, I'll save it for a special occasion. And
tonight.
Well, I'll let you have one. Yeah, let me have one. I will. I will let you have one.
Can I taste it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man.
I'll let you him have it, and then we'll put the rest away for next one.
Well, good deal.
Like I said, I appreciate it.
94 proof?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Hey, Nestor.
Yes, sir.
How much longer you got till that tat's finished?
Dude, he's coming to stay 2 days with me in Colorado. I probably 16 hours.
Holy shit.
I'm going to do 2 8-hour sessions and be done with it. He's going to go over everything.
Dude, that hound, that's freaking dope, dude.
I have a
whole
back
awesome.
Piece.
God damn, dude.
Yeah, 16 hours, he'll finish it. He's going to do 8 hours where there's no tat, finish the back piece, and then he's going to do 8 hours to overlay everything, make it match.
Nice. Yeah, the overlay is what's going
to
kill you.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to figure something out, man. It sucks.
But anyways, yeah, man, I appreciate you listening, and you know, on a Friday night, listening to our shenanigans.
just do what?
No just, manners.
I know, Justin no just manners. Fucking bounces.
No, we got to pee. They'll be talking in the background.
Yeah, hey, dude, I freaking called in early this time before you guys got messed up. Frank made me laugh so hard on the last two, I couldn't even call.
Dude, I got to listen to that. I missed
so,
it.
So Frank is coming out on our Hounds episode, and yeah, he promised me that he was going to drink again. And I said, cool, grab it up.
Yeah, you got to step your game up. You got to step your game up, Nestor. Wasted Frank might be the best guest ever.
Hey, dude, I've been with fucked up Frank, and listen to me, dude. This dude is nutso.
Yeah, like Frank came out of the woodwork on that. I was shocked. I was literally shocked on this. He was telling us, no. Like when he takes over the mic, that's when you know he's fucking jacked up.
Oh, dude, and when Aaron's here and he doesn't give a shit.
Well, Aaron was the one telling him, you need to drink more.
Man, 2 weeks into camp and here we go. Fucking for bad influence, man.
No,
Snyder hadn't drank for 2 decades. He's drinking. Now Justin, 2 weeks into camp. Let's pour me a whiskey there. Oh, shit, stumbling and shit.
How many days of my work will take?
Well, hopefully it fucking cures whatever's oozing out of your fucking cauliflower ear.
Hey, something needs to happen.
Hey, when is that? When's that 100th episode, Luke?
Well, we're kind of. It's gonna either happen early part or probably next week. This coming week,
Friday.
In a perfect world, Friday. In a not perfect world, probably Thursday. It depends when. It's all on. I guess I'm waiting on Snyder because he came back today. And he has to go to Wyoming to do some shit up there, and I'm kind of just at his mercy right now because, you know, he's helped me out a lot just long like these guys here, and Mike Hearn's going to come in. I'm going to have a little party. I don't really know yet.
Tell you, Mike Hearn's actually my friend on Instagram.
He's my friend too, pussy.
I can't believe it.
But yeah, so that's what the plan is. But yeah, it's going to be a good time. You need to call or ask Cody a question because I got a lot of good prizes coming out that day.
No Huns.
Oh, we lost him. Danny, we lost you, bro.
Oh, yeah, but he heard me. Anyway, Danny, thanks for calling.
Call next time, buddy. Struggle, what's up, man?
What's up, boys?
So this is the Struggle Stick Association, Gagey. This motherfucker's an OG, triple OG, OG.
Yeah, but what happened to his Instagram?
He got hacked, dude. He was looking at too much fucking gay
porn. Next thing you know, I got a bunch of messages about,
hey, check this video out.
Yeah, and like trying to get me to invest in like fucking weird shit.
Bro, shit happens. Shit happens when you party with the lights off and no socks on. It is what it is, dog.
It's time to slip.
Hey, I was trying to get your fucking Instagram back up, dude. My bad. I'm trying to help you out.
No, you're all Gucci. I appreciate it, bro. Because, listen, motherfucker, first of all, I actually remember what you posted. Now you said he lost all 25 of his followers.
Get those 25 back, you're going to have to buy them. You know what I mean? Just like you did before.
At this point, y'all don't understand, bro. I had, like, buddies in real life that would call me and be like, bro, how did you get Luke, Nestor, and Aaron Snyder and everybody to follow you? Do you hang out? Do you guys show them? I've never even seen these people in real life, bro. I just do shit on Instagram.
Yeah. No, you're cool, man.
You know who I don't follow? Self-Made Hunt.
Because you're scared. Hey, I tell you what, Struggle Stick, here's the deal. The reason I really like you is you keep it real and you make fun of Nestor. I mean, let's keep it real.
I have to, because you know how many times I've listened to your podcast and people call in and said, Nestor, why haven't you accepted my follower? Nestor, follow me back. Like, everybody walks around like he's the second coming or something, like he's the BBG.
Yeah, well, I'm just unfollowed your new page, motherfucker, back down to 23.
Nestor, let me tell you something. I took a second job.
Everybody talk shit to me, motherfuckers.
No, I took a second job because I'm trying to come out with you. You don't understand.
No, fuck.
So you better date a stripper, dog. You better work at Shotgun fucking Willie's to get through. Hey, I'm kidding, man. I'll take your money, man. I'll take it.
It's all good, baby. But you got to have fun in your life, you know?
No kidding. Hey, here's the deal. What I want to know is, what do you think would happen to your account? Did you have one of those girls add you, follow you, looked at her account, and then bam?
He sent someone that said, hey, I want a fucking airline ticket. And he sent her some money. Well, my grandma's sick, so I had to give that money to her.
Nah, I was getting these random accounts, like just random bitches and a random ugly ass dudes following me. It didn't have no pictures, no nothing in their bio. I'm like, all right, whatever. My profile's public, so it'll be Gucci. Nah, it wasn't to be, bro.
Try being friends with Justin Gaethje. Try being friends with Justin Gaethje. You get all these fucking fake ass account from Russia, Singapore. I am the one.
Singapore. Hey,
Gaethje, Violet One, the fan, and then I accept them because they do some cool videos, right? And then I block them because it just gets too much, right? And then they come back and tell me, like, I will find you and kill your family.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, block, block. And then the best thing Instagram ever did was, like, hey, block every account that this person makes. And it shows me. And it has, like, 23 different accounts.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's crazy.
Really?
The ones that kill me the most are, like, the chicks from Norway that are, like, super cute or whatever. Meanwhile, I don't have no pictures, and in real life, I got a principal-shaped body, you know what I'm saying? So it's, like, little do they know. Like, little do they fucking know, bro. Like,
your shit's about to get hacked again,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
We found the answer.
Next thing you know.
It's from Norway.
Stop giving your Venmo to Bitcoin investors, dude.
Oh, my bro, God. Norway.
I'm about to just ruin everybody and post myself in real life, so everyone's like, ah, man, not all light skins are built like Tyler DuPont, you know what I'm saying? We can't all be built like that.
Yeah, I know, right?
Built like Chris Brown.
Oh, shit, that's funny. Well, right on, man. I fucking appreciate you listening. You're not working tonight, are you?
No, fuck no, dude. I got off. I finally got back to work. I was off for like a month because I had the vid.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was fucked up for like a month, dude. So now I'm behind on getting my new bow. And then I'm still trying to do my bow giveaway for last year's bow. So I'm behind the eight ball by a fucking mile.
Uh-oh. Well, get better. Get that shit better. And I'm glad you're okay.
Oh, yeah, man. Appreciate it.
Can you rap? Struggle Stick?
What? Can I rap?
Yeah.
I mean, like, presents on Christmas and shit. Like, I don't know if you want me to just, like, spit you a Dr. Seuss type rhyme. I got you, but nothing I can do on beat, bro.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's lightweight profile, and we're not all built the same, hey, you know what
I
I'm
was
saying?
Just going to say, like, what the fuck?
No, I was just going to say, man, you remind me of, like, Eminem and shit.
Well, I'll
man.
Tell you who can't rap, and that's Luke.
Well, no, I was going
to
say.
That's because he's 100%,
are you comparing this
that's
guy to
he's 100%
Eminem?
White.
Hey, dude.
Justin,
don't,
can you rap?
Fuck no.
Well, why don't you start by wrapping those lips around this dick?
There you go. I don't know how you fell for that, bro. I don't know how you fell for that.
Because I don't hang around with these fucking guys.
Why do episodes that man flies out on everybody? Wait.
That's what I used to call what I would play
can
Call
you
of Duty.
Rap?
And they would say, like, yeah, well, why don't you wrap this dick?
He said no, so it doesn't work. That's why I don't understand the
joke. That's when you say, why don't you start?
Okay, no.
Why don't you start by wrapping those lips around this dick?
No, thank you.
Bro, Justin's looking at you like he's about to wrap you up in a guillotine, my boy. I love you to death, but I can't help you from Indiana, you feel me?
He's done. Hey, listen to this, man.
He's living already.
This motherfucker
you,
can't
living,
do anything to me that he hasn't done already.
I never knocked you out. I put you in the hospital.
You'd be a daisy if you did.
I did put you in the hospital.
Did you really? Whoa, what's that story?
No, he did. I can't live this one down.
I didn't remember.
You've never told. You've never heard that?
No, you never told me.
I think we
tell
told
me later.
On the podcast. All right. No, I'll tell you now.
Hey, listen. hey, Struggle Stick. Listen, I'm about to tell this story the real OG style, but we're going to have to let you go. Listen, call in on our hunters. You won't be disappointed, I promise.
No, I got you, dude. By the way, I'm still coming out there for the best of the best, so I'll see you guys.
All right, well, you got a spot at the Hizzy if you want.
All right, bro. I appreciate it again. I come through. Nice talking to you. Stay black.
All right, later, buddy.
He's white, dude. As white as can be.
Not Chicano, ese.
Hey. You're not. Right,
so hold on, Cody, for a minute. So here's the deal.
A spot at my Hizzy? What does that mean?
No, I'm good right now. Hey.
A spot at my Hizzy?
Man, we look like we're fucking up in Dr. Dre's fucking spot up in here, dog. You're an idiot. Hey, listen. Can I just have fun on my own shit?
I guess.
God damn. Look at that.
Look at that.
Where's that at there, Craig? Do that again. Where's the camera at when you need it? I know Terrence is on that shit. Damn, look at this fool. Damn, look at that, Doc. You're telling me right now you can't eat ass?
Hey, wait.
I guarantee you that O-ring, you could eat some ass.
Hey, keep your mouth just like that one.
Oh, that was a good one. That
was really good.
Yeah. Damn.
Oh.
Damn, you good. So back to the story.
Oh, yeah, let's tell it.
So listen.
We're sparring. I'm a young spring chicken. Don't even know how to fight yet.
He
this guy's
is the fucking. He is a goddamn
UFC vet.
Listen, this motherfucker was already a champion of his division in the World Series of Fighting. Made more money than me being a UFC guy already. You know, all right, like that wasn't hard though. You know what I mean? Like
they didn't pay nothing.
So like literally,
tell them what you do that when you told me that shit was crazy.
So I told. So my first fight in the UFC, like this was base pay for everybody. 3,000 show up, 3,000 to win.
And so he lost, so he got paid 3,000. Next fight, same thing. If you lose, you don't go up. If you win, you go up to 4-4.
No, it was 6-6.
If you win,
yep. Okay. 3-3.
Yeah.
Wow.
What
year was that?
2002.
UFC 78. So 2008.
What?
2007.
I mean,
dude. Yeah, I guess that's possible. I didn't know you then.
No. Yeah, it's right there. Yeah, those are the gloves I fought in UFC 278.
Yeah, but when was the Ultimate Fighter with Franklin and Bonner?
2002.
Probably.
I mean, that's when the UFC first made their profit. I heard.
Oh, maybe their profit. Yeah,
they didn't
maybe
make no profit by then. They didn't make a profit till probably.
I thought that was the first time they came out of the hole on it. That's what I'd read.
But yeah, I mean, that's the first time that. They
people,
got a spotlight.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we were on Spike TV. Dude, you watch that old shit, it's crazy how far they have
come. Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
I thought they made it when they made the Fox.
He's sparring with me. He tries to knock me out with the right hand. Instead, I step to the side, throw a knee. He goes down, making some really weird deputy dog noises.
I'm so glad I'm here.
Oh, you motherfucker. Okay. All right,
so he goes down.
I'm putting
down.
Cases on all you bitches. Huh?
So this is how it really went down. Okay,
that didn't happen.
No. To somewhat of a truth, right there. That was. I will say that to you, Justin, aka Pinocchio. So,
where did I lie?
Listen. Lie? So there was like, I don't know, 30, maybe minute left of the round.
You really think you remember how much time was left in the round?
My story.
What's
dog?
10 plus fucking 37?
So I fucking stupid literally, bastard. I'm working, right? So Trevor, Coach T, now his coach is number one, right? Back in the day, well, I was never his number one, but I was all right, though, right? Yeah. So Trevor was like, he does what he does to me now when I work with him. Just go to the body. Just kind of work with him, you know, because he's already fucked up, right? Wait, well, so
you were fucking doing all kinds of lies. All right, none of this happened.
No, the truth be told.
Everything I said was true.
I literally threw a big right hand from fucking right field, and he's seen it. And step which is side. Crazy because that blind motherfucker couldn't see shit, right?
Step to the side.
He's, I don't know about, maybe it caught him a little bit, but his knee hit my fucking ribs. And it hit my ribs so fucking hard. It
hit you on that side.
No.
That side.
This side.
No, I hit you right there.
Okay. Either way.
It doesn't matter.
It fucking.
His right knee hit your left rib.
And I hit
are
the ground.
Are lies or not? What the fuck's going on?
But I hear you. The lie is
not true. I literally went to the ground. I grabbed my knees.
Let me finish. And then you tell me where I lie. He and goes to the ground, makes some deputy dog noises.
No, I literally, I'm not going to lie. I went down and I was like, stop. Stop. I literally was like, stop. I thought my collarbone. I swear to God, I thought my collarbone was separated, my shoulder was separated, because he hit me so hard in my rib. This fucking shoulder
really
hurt
funny,
so
dude.
Fucking hurt. So no, the this was not funny. Is what happened at all fucking urgent
so
care.
So he goes, and we're like, you want to, you know, to take. He's like, no, I'm going to urgent care. He goes to urgent care. I go home, shower, call him, and he's like, dude, they told me that my spleen might be ruptured, and they sent me to the emergency room. And they tried to get him to take an ambulance, and he's like, fuck no, I ain't paying for that.
And I so was a broke-ass fighter.
Yeah. Drives himself to, and his wife's down in Colorado Springs at a baby shower. So he calls her, she works in a hospital, and tells her that his spleen might be ruptured.
That's what those bitches told me.
Check it out. So me and Clear are like, fuck. So I'm like, all right, I'm coming to the hospital right now. So I come to the hospital, and I swear to God, Luke is in a bed. You know, like, all the way laid down, oxygen on, dude, he's tucked in, like, he's not.
I saw the light at one point, I swear to God, dude.
He's not moving. And me and Clean is holding his hand, you know, rubbing his hand.
No,
and I feel bad, I'm like, fuck, dude, I fucked him up. His spleen might be like, I don't know what that means, but fuck, it's not good.
That is part of the story you'd never tell.
No, it was a story I was going to tell. Dude. Listen, I was at urgent care, and I said, listen. And they were like, you have insurance. I was like, hell yeah.
No, see, this didn't happen. This didn't happen.
Yes.
This did listen, not happen.
Listen,
this
I did said, not happen. I You're said, yes. Lying. I got insurance. Here's my card.
He's trying to set it up. Check no. it out. So, Clean is rubbing his hand, and I'm like, fuck, he's going to die. Doctor walks in. He has a clipboard. He flips it over. He's like, well, he's like, you got a contusion. And then his wife fucking slaps his hand. He's like, what the fuck, Luke? And I'm like, what the fuck, Luke? And Luke's like, what's a contusion? And I said, it's a fucking bruise. It's a bruise.
And I said, no.
You have a bruise.
I said, no.
I swear to God, my colon's ruptured. Happened. I'm prolapsed.
I said, no.
That is exactly what
I
happened.
I said,
nothing
this is my wife.
What he says outside this is true, but
this is my wife. True. She's white. She has good credit, and we have insurance. Don't ever go to St. Anthony's Hospital North, because if you're Mexican, they're thinking you ain't got no insurance, and they're going to give you contusions. My shit was fucked.
I gave you a contusion.
No.
And you.
That dude, was, I can. Dude, I have a floating rib.
With oxygen. With oxygen. Beep. Why did you have oxygen?
Beep. His oxygen naturally is at like 87.
I am not lying.
If it's at 87, it felt great, dude. That's the best you felt your whole life. If it was at 66, he's like normal walking up to
you. Yes. Fuck you guys. I'm being for real. I swear to God, I literally was like, no. I'm fucked up. I could feel.
Don't swear to God and then tell lie. Why? Why would you do that?
I'm not lying because I still got floating ribs here.
You said, no, it's broken. He said, floating no, you got a contusion. And she slapped your hand and we're like, you're a pussy.
And I said, no, you're fucking pussy. I said, no, you're fucking student fucking lab rat radiologist don't know her ass from her elbow. She took a picture on my right side when the shit happened on my left side.
You don't even know that side of happened.
Yeah, earlier you said it was your right side, motherfucker.
Well, either way, it sounded good, right? Jesus. All I'm saying is I got fucked up, and that was my only time that was the second time in my career.
By who?
All right.
Me.
Yeah. You. Yes, thank it was. You.
Of course.
Cheers.
It was. It was. Cheers. Yeah, yep. To Luke. It was to you.
It's a loose contusion.
But I ain't gonna lie, dude. It wasn't a contusion. For the record.
I mean, yeah, by your standards, not. But by the medical professional standards, it was a total contusion.
Hey,
dude.
I feel you, because when I got in the shower the next morning after he kicked me three times.
Oh, you were fucked.
I looked at my leg and I looked at my ex and I said, you think I should go to the hospital? Because this looks like fucking hamburger. I was like, she goes, I knew when he kicked you the third time and you fucking losing in pool.
I was like, well, this is not going to end out good for you.
We play pool and they don't want to bet money. It's like, okay, we're betting leg kicks.
When I scratched on the eight ball the third time, I literally could have.
You
was
tried to run away, but you couldn't.
I couldn't run away, but if my old lady wasn't there, I would have ran. I did not want to get kicked again.
I kicked you the hardest.
The third time when you kicked me, I had that vape in my hand, and because that was a good one. I'm like, yeah, that's a good one. Sounded like a beat pup, dude.
You should show that Bruce.
No, I deleted that. Really?
Why would you do that?
No, you don't. Yeah,
of course I do.
Why would
because
you?
Because you said
why
it to
would
us.
Why not?
I'm telling you right now.
Oh, man.
The first two kicks weren't that bad, but I was like, that one was like, ooh, that was a good one.
I was like, what?
And
I was
but
like,
I ain't gonna lie.
This motherfucker.
Where was I going with this? Moral of the story is, yeah, he did get me.
And he had
did.
A bruise.
He did get me. But I felt like.
I got both of you. That's what the moral of the
story is.
Good for you.
The worst time.
I fucking, Jesus.
This drink break is brought to you by KillCliff.com. Energy that doesn't suck.
KillCliff is the clean energy drink with no sugar and 150 milligrams of clean caffeine. Now with 100% more winning, because losing sucks and losing is for losers.
Did I mention it's totally American and a proud partner of the Navy SEAL Foundation? Guys, check them out. KillCliff.com. Type in our code GU15. No, this is the worst time I think he
pull the picture up.
I got it. That was a good one.
This isn't Joe Rogan. We can't just put it on the screen.
Cody was working.
There's like $9,000.
How is this on me? What are you going to do?
Pull it up.
Give me your phone.
No, I don't even know where my phone's at.
How am I going to pull it up?
Where is my phone?
Just fake it?
Hey, where is my phone? Oh, it's right in front of me. Fuck, I'm fucked up. God damn. Hey, holy shit, that's bad. God damn it, I lost my train of thought. But I got it back already.
What, your training thought?
I already got back.
It's training thought.
that's what I'm saying.
You know what you need.
That's what I said.
You know what you need.
I don't need anything.
Adderall.
I think you need a prescription.
I knew.
You need to go to it's fucking 7:30 at night.
No, not I mean now. Oh. I'm saying a prescription for life and the first thing at 8 a.m.
No. I do.
Focus.
I do need that in my life, I think. No,
you don't.
I like it.
You really don't.
I think I'm a better person with it.
I do, too.
I think you're a terrible person.
I think.
It was the same thing with you with weed. I used to think you not need
needs,
weed.
I think Gaethje
needs weed all the time, bro.
No, you do. You do, dude.
Why?
Because you're high strung.
Kill people.
Yes,
exactly. Yes.
Meaning me, motherfucker.
You, yeah.
Yeah, me.
And me, too. I call him up, like, hey, I'm like, fuck him. I'm like, I want to sit next to Rogan. Motherfucker, I can't get my parents in next to Rogan.
Dude, I don't want to hear any of that
shit.
You know how many people call me every day asking, when's the fight? Where's the fight? Can I get tickets? I can't do it.
My parents
don't even get those tickets. I can't even get those tickets.
Am I everybody calling you? Fuck you.
Your girlfriend gets tickets, though? Oh, wait, you don't have one. My bad.
I don't got a girlfriend.
Yeah, well, that's smart. I don't know why that's not a diss.
My bad.
Yeah,
baby. It'd be a diss if he got some pussy.
Now
you're on his nuts, though.
Hey,
now you're sucking his dick.
I don't know. I'm not saying anything. I changed my thought about that, dude. I was like, FaceTimed him, and I was like, yeah, I'm fucking done teasing you about that shit.
Me too.
I was like,
hey, that's because I told you to. Yeah,
you're like, FaceTime Gaethje. I FaceTime him. Whoa.
I said, no, you're not with him.
Yeah.
I was like,
ooh.
Don't worry about it.
I don't even know who.
The model?
The fucking goddamn Jennifer Lopez looking motherfucker.
Better luck than Jennifer
Lopez.
He's like
eating sushi. He's like shines it over this other people. I'm like, who else is there? Hey, quick little Evo. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
No, you did. Yeah, I was
we were on FaceTime.
Yep. I remember. I was like,
Jesus
Christ.
I ain't gonna lie.
I even called your brother. I said, dude. Your brother.
I said, dude, that's
Jennifer. Probably one of the hottest chicks I've ever seen him ever talk to.
I called Luke right away.
What's wrong with you guys?
I called Luke and I said, hey, dude, Gaethje.
I went and I left and I called my brother. I said, Luke acts like he's never seen a girl in his whole life.
He said that to me on the FaceTime. He's like, I'm like, Luke said someone was sparring. I was like, who else are you with? And he shined it over. And I was like, God, I mean, my jaw dropped. I was like, God,
both
damn.
Of you.
No. Jeez, here's the thing. I came home. I texted Kalina because she was at work. Because I said, hey, I don't know what you're doing tomorrow, but I think you should probably have wine tomorrow with Justin's new little friend. She is down here.
Oh, man.
Invite him because I don't want him to fuck this up.
I took my fucking cowboy hat off, put it right here in my heart. Right in the middle of FaceTime. I said, God damn it, now you're acting like a champion.
What is wrong with you guys?
She was bad.
Oh, she was a bad motherfucker.
Really?
I thought she was hot.
She was bad.
She's a nice girl.
I bet she's as nice as they get. Motherfucker. I take her to church, and the pastor, right with his hat. Right on the heart.
No, dude.
I'm saying.
Everywhere we went here, everyone was like, you're not from here.
Yeah, no. She wasn't from here. All I know is, I mean, I know a lot about top tier pussy. That was some top tier pussy.
That was some upscale.
Oh.
Shut up.
I gave up. But. I know, my bad.
Yeah.
I know, my bad. We no more talking about this. But listen, for real note, though, that, you know, it's fun to have get Justin here. This is one thing I will say that I have noticed over the years with Justin, that I've known you from Rage in the Cage back in Arizona.
You were my only coach in
yep.
the corner.
And to now fighting world championships, right, in the UFC, the biggest stage of the thing. This motherfucker has not changed one fucking bit, I love that to bet.
That's not true.
I
sleep in silk sheets.
Yeah, and everyone else sleeps on an air mattress. You motherfucker.
He's
like, this, so you can stay in here. I'm like, got the air mattress on the fucking ground.
Is that not
a, it's a nice one, but where do your parents stay?
In the guest suite. Why didn't you stay in the guest suite?
What was in the guest suite?
Who was in the guest suite? You were way too drunk to make it to the guest suite because there was a guest suite with a king-size foam bed. Like, what?
Was it on the ground?
No. It's on a bed frame.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck, dude. That is fucking funny.
He slept in the room, the a room that has an air mattress and it has Elsa I walked fucking in and stickers all even, over the room. It, my, that's my niece's room.
It wasn't when even they come made. Stay. Just the sheets are in a ball on top of the air mattress. I said, he shut the door, and I was with Channing at the time, and she goes, I guess we got to make this bed. I said, don't call that a bed. It's an air mattress.
Why didn't you go to the guest suite?
Oh, he said guest suite, too. Well,
that was a suite. Yeah. No.
It is a suite. It's bigger than my bedroom.
Really?
The master.
I have never. Oh, the downstairs one. Yes.
Yeah. By the bathroom? Oh, yeah. By the
that
bathroom?
Has a nice-ass bed
no,
in it.
No, around, so right behind
yeah,
the TV.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
I slept behind the TV.
That's the guest
oh,
suite.
Oh, well, that's where I was. Fuck,
no,
sorry.
No, this
that
one's
bed,
nice.
That bed's made.
No, I think you took us by the bathroom, and I was like, that's an air mattress. What else you got?
Oh, you're talking about the guest the one, the bathroom.
I don't know.
You're talking about
nice
the bathroom
house.
That everybody.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So no. across the.
I did sleep in the nice one. You took me the nice. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a nice house.
Yeah.
That's how fucking drunk he was.
I was fucked up.
It was a good story.
I was fucked up. But dude, he did take me the air mattress at first.
No, there's two beds.
But I will say the other
you're
bed
drunk,
just had sheets.
You won't care where you sleep.
But the sheets yeah. were piled on the bed. I remember having to make the motherfucker.
They were clean on the bed.
They were
folded. That's how I yeah. like to show up to a place.
Yeah, I love to put the fucking bedspread on.
I like
on
to make sure. I like to know that my sheets are clean.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, and you weren't supposed to fucking stay the night. You got too drunk.
Yeah. You'd be in a friend.
So if I would have known you were going to stay the night, perhaps I
whoa.
Possibly would have made the
I'm
bed.
I'm not
but
trying
I
to air out any dirty laundry, but I was trying to stay the night because there was a bunch of people with me.
Ooh, well, yeah, I remember that too.
So let's go back to he had a bunch of people with him that was going to stay the night. I didn't know.
Well, I was hoping.
Well, I had accommodations, plenty of couches and beds.
I know. Poor Tracy slept on the couch.
I mean, one bedroom is committed to workout shit. That's not going to go away.
Oh, fuck. I do. I know what you were going to get.
It's a nice house. It's a nice house.
Oh, I love his house.
His
honestly,
house is beautiful.
I honestly, the only thing that's missing is a real shuffleboard table.
Hey, and you no. You know what?
You don't have
what?
A real shuffleboard table.
That is that's not legitimate.
Real.
That's
a half a shuffleboard
that's
table.
That's a bumper table.
The fuck?
Hey, I will say this. Hey, I will say this.
You can't go to my
he's
house
so
and
stupid.
Talk shit about my bumper
I'm not,
table.
But Rocco.
I'm not either
hey.
Until you said you need a full one. Like, well, why don't you get a full one?
His boy Rocco did do
because
some
I'm
shit.
Not a champion of the world, Craig.
Justin's boy Rocco did some shit in the yard, though. That shit was
yeah.
that was
yeah,
clean.
He's coming back. He's,
that shit was nice.
He's rehired. See,
yo, he put like fucking. It
you
was nice.
Are you supposedly Mexican? But
no,
you
listen.
Never do that. And
stop
he's
this,
that
motherfucker.
Shit was
that's
nice.
How white you are.
Stop this, motherfucker. How many times did I come over there and mow your
dude,
lawn?
There was
when.
Oh,
what?
You fucking.
You
gotta,
mowed my lawn.
Yeah, a
in
couple
this,
times.
This house.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that.
You're an asshole.
You did not mow my fucking lawn.
I was like, this motherfucker couldn't even give me a 20 spot.
All I know is Rocco
I know
had, like, dude, Rocco had the flower
beds. He kept the straight
beds.
Face,
I mean,
he's
that shit
lying.
Was nice. Yeah,
now, Rocco's good, yeah.
Rocco's you know, legit cool dude.
Yeah.
A secret about Luke, talk. If he's telling the truth, then he smiles and can't hold it in. If he's lying,
he
then he has a
face.
Fucking serious face and you'll believe
I know, I'm being for real.
You didn't mow.
I did mow, man.
Why would
did
you
not
mow
my fucking lawn?
Maybe you were in Arizona. I think you were in Arizona.
Oh,
I
you,
said,
just,
bro.
You just went, bro, like, hey, bro, let me help you out. Let me go mow your lawn.
No, I think I dropped you off.
That makes zero sense.
No, I dropped him off in his fucking lawn.
And you just said, geez, this looks like shit. I'm going to
oh,
mow it.
100%, dude. No. You got a great-ass fucking house. The guy's fucking, all the neighbors got all the fucking shit.
I am not buying that, dog.
Thank you.
I'm just saying
thank
I did.
You.
I
come on,
shit, but it won't happen
look at
again.
His straight face.
I know it won't happen again.
It won't happen again.
Look, you're an idiot.
I promise you, I scout's honor.
I want to tell you, on
scout's
what?
Honor.
Look how serious your face is. It's impossible.
Yeah. I know. You would never voluntarily mow anything.
Dude,
lie.
I swear to God, I do. I swear to God.
That is
I
a
did.
Lie, dude.
I swear to God. Hey.
If. That's okay, maybe I weed eated. I don't know, but I did something pretty
weed
bad.
Weed eated what?
I think you might even throw cops off an interrogation with that tactic, dude.
Dude, you remember when you had to come get me down the road?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man. I don't want to talk about
almost
it.
Almost got me in trouble with that whole shit. Anyways, Justin, this is the million-dollar question that I'm tired of answering, and then maybe we can just get this out open.
I do not know where the fight's at. I fucking don't
Thank
know.
You.
I
swear please. To God. We
my
do
parents,
not know.
My parents
Dude,
don't
getting,
know.
It's getting
my
pretty close.
My manager doesn't know. Dana White doesn't know.
It's getting pretty close.
It's not. It's 10 weeks away. Yeah. 70 days.
Well, you think you'd want to sell. I mean, I know it's sell out first day, but.
It'll sell out right away.
You guys think Vegas, though?
My bet would be no.
Whoa.
Not New York.
No.
Dallas.
No.
Houston.
Florida.
LA. Chicago.
No.
Where do you think?
I don't know.
Well, why the fuck would you say no to all that shit then?
It's not there.
Oh, man. Where the fuck would it be?
I know.
Arizona?
I
Scottsdale?
Know it may be
Scottsdale?
In
Scottsdale?
No.
So this is my
I'd
prediction.
I'd say if I had to guess, I would guess in no specific order, California, Arizona, Vegas.
Yep.
San Diego.
Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago was the other one I thought of, too.
I don't want to freeze my ass off.
No, Chicago. Man.
You live in Denver.
I know.
6 degrees right now.
You're trying to fucking go chill and watch you fight.
How warm it's going to be this week?
Where? Yeah. Here? Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's supposed to snow.
70 degrees. It's
supposed to snow next weekend.
Yeah, so.
That 70 days is going to be hot.
Yeah. Thank God, dude. I need some shit to melt out my yard.
You need some sun, I say.
Yeah, no shit. Mm. We need everything to be melted.
Why?
No, not everything. Down in Denver.
Why?
Why not?
Because it's good for our global warming.
Yeah, it's good.
What are you talking about?
Dude, oh, this cool. is an education.
Good for your.
It's cooling off the earth as we speak.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. You have no idea. No.
No. No. I want warm weather. Here's what I want. No. I'm tired of fucking jumpstarting my fucking plow because it's too cold up here. It's done.
Dude, I let my dogs out Monday morning.
Like first,
negative 18.
First world yeah. problems.
It's yeah, negative
no, you
8.
You don't know. You don't even mow your own fucking lawn. Shut the
That's
fuck up.
That's not true.
Rocco comes
you
over and does
do
your
it.
Shit.
He planted some flowers.
And mows your shit.
No.
You don't do it.
Yeah, I do.
You do not. How many times do you mow your lawn?
None.
How many times do I mow my lawn?
Zero.
You mow it or do you hire somebody to come here?
4 weeks.
You hire somebody to come?
I can't remember what I did last summer.
Because I remember.
Yeah.
If I'm being
You had a little kid come over. Not a little kid, but a high school student.
No.
Junior high student.
No. If I remember correctly, I hired a professional lawn service for last year.
Yeah. Which was a high school student.
No, it was a company.
Fuck that. I came by and he was over here fucking mowing your lawn with the trailer and shit.
I never saw the age of the people cutting my
lawn. That's what I'm saying.
So, sure.
You didn't even know if he did a good job, if he weeded, if he swept or anything.
Dude,
I
when
did
I'm at
all
his,
that shit
hey,
for
listen,
you.
Hey, but listen, when I'm at his fucking, when I'm at his house, it's fucking clean cut.
Thank you.
I will say that.
You've been to his house one fucking
No,
time.
I've been to quite
a
few. I
have
a
swarm of bees just swarming all over my flowers all summer.
It's clean cut.
Yeah, suck his dick some more. Anyways,
Does
on,
that even
on
have
a good-
to do with sucking his dick? I'm sucking Rocco's dick right now, probably.
Rocco set it up.
Okay.
You're still sucking dick.
I'm just saying.
Ah, fuck. I ain't sucking no dick, motherfucker.
I'm just
fuck your yard,
You said
dog.
It, dude.
I'm just saying.
No, not mine. That's not going to happen. But Rocco?
I mean, you
every
did
time
say
I, Dude, every time I hear him say Rocco,
like
every time I hear him say Rocco, you remember that fucking old cartoon?
Yeah.
Rocco's modern life.
No, I don't remember that.
You remember?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't.
Well, Luke.
Back there in the Monsters era.
I know. Yeah. My bad. Here's my question.
You're too old for that.
I am old.
Yeah,
how old
are you?
You guys are the same age.
How old are you?
33.
Same. Oh, he's older than you.
I'm 33.
No, you're not. You're
32. 33. What the fuck? How do I not know how old I am? 33.
I know how old you are.
33.
Well, you
When's your birthday?
November.
84th. November 23rd.
14th.
Yeah, dude.
I'm younger.
He's older than you. That's what I'm saying.
I'm younger 9 days.
You guys are young little fraggles.
Older.
88?
Yeah.
Obviously.
You're older 9 days, dog.
I know.
Yeah, you
say younger.
I'm your elder.
You're doing fucking math with them.
I'm your elder.
88. Show I was respect. Born in 80. I'm 8 years older than you.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, but
Check
you look
that
it.
Math out, fuckers.
How many?
80. 88. You were born in 88? Born 80. Eight
what
years
month?
Old.
What month?
Same as you, S.A.
Okay.
What day is your birthday?
Okay. So
what
I'm
day?
8 years.
The 30th.
16 What? Days younger than you.
Yeah.
Your math was off.
No.
Oh, God, don't fuck with him, Luke.
No.
Don't try to just stand up. Just take it.
Listen, flat bill.
Don't count your fingers.
I'm good, flat bill.
Flat bill, fuck.
All right, I love hanging out with you fucking.
Yeah, why do you act like this is a goddamn fucking chore?
Because you're not number one in the world, for one.
No.
It's not a chore at all.
Number one contender.
Work out tomorrow at 10. Get to sleep till 9:15.
Hey, listen to this. You're going to go home, and you're going to fucking put on the fucking game.
I don't know if I'm playing video games.
He looks at Terrence, and he goes, yes, you are.
Terrence, do you need help with Twitch?
Terrence goes,
no.
Terrence goes, yes, you are.
Say yes, dumbass.
He says no, dude.
My friends need help, then I'm going to help them.
Yes, you did. And I appreciate you coming out here and doing this for me, because I didn't need help.
Help me out. Yeah, he needs help. So, yeah, we might.
What is your Twitch account?
We might stream a little bit on the Kung.
What's his Twitch account?
Killer.
What's his Twitch account?
Kung F-O-O-O Killer.
Really? Is it good?
He's good. I'm not.
You didn't get my brother Reckless Brown? That little beaner.
You keep saying he's good, but.
Dude, that little beaner.
If you're not a beaner, he's not a beaner.
I promise you. No, I'm a beaner. I promise you. But he's a millennial bleep beaner. You know what I mean?
He is. This kid plays video games.
They're the millennial bleep beaner, dude.
Really?
He got a whole tricked out. Like, I got a podcast studio. He has the gaming system. Like, it's stupid.
People do that.
He has, like.
I have quite the gaming computer that
he does too.
I don't even know what
That's what he has. Honestly. Right? He has fucking three screens here, two up here. No, I'm like, Terrence, that's the thing.
Really?
Yeah, he needs to get a camera on his face.
Can you make money doing that?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Really?
That's why he needs my help.
So I post that he's doing it, then he gets.
He has a Sony fucking camera. I was like, dude, that's a nice ass camera. How much can you get paid to do that?
No idea.
For my game. I'm like, what the fuck?
Successful ones? Probably.
Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Really?
Yeah, dude, it's crazy, dude. I can't
sit there and watch someone else play games.
No, I can't watch it.
Like when I run on the treadmill.
Yeah.
You watch really? Someone else
Sometimes
play?
Sometimes I do.
Really?
Really.
I mean, Jesus Christ. It's no wonder that chick was in your fucking.
You know what?
Fucking anywhere near you.
Wait, what?
Even to watch you spar, I mean, she might be even a fan, but fuck.
He's like, thank God he can fight because this motherfucker plays video games. Fucking, oh, fuck.
Specifically, that one does not live but 1,000 miles away. So,
oh, perfect.
So yeah, I'm playing.
I know that sucks too.
1,000 miles.
That's too much work, dude.
Well, you tell me.
I don't know if it's
to go out tonight. It's Friday night. You want me to go outside, go downtown? No. I want to go home and sleep.
No, you want to
come. Dude, when we went downtown with him, that was so fun.
Nah.
I thought it was fun.
It's a headache.
I could tell it was a headache for him. That was for a fight. Literally.
For a fight, right?
We go downtown for the Conor McGregor.
If we don't go for a fight, it's not like that.
We went downtown for the Conor McGregor fight. Go downtown. I'm like, Justin, please go. He's like, all right, I'll go. I'm like, Luke. We're like, fuck yeah.
No.
And then Justin's like, we need security.
Yeah.
You know? And I said, I don't know what I thought.
Nestor's like, I'm a cowboy. I could do this.
No. I was like, I don't know what I thought because it's fucking gay. Dude, it's our buddy. I was like, do you really think that many people recognize you? And he's like, fuck you.
We were at a fight.
And literally, we get out of the Uber, and it's like, KJ! And there was like a line of 1,000 people, and I was like, and he looked at me like with this dead stare, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And we went in there.
That was a good night. I enjoyed it.
But every 10 seconds, dude, somebody was fucking wanting a picture.
I know. It gets old after a while.
Dude, he's
they're
cool.
Like, hey, you're Luke. That's you, right? And I was like, yeah. But you see my boy back here, Gaethje?
Dude,
and they were like, oh, shit.
Gaethje's cool, though. Dude, Gaethje would do like 15 pictures and then fall back into our little cabana and fucking sit down, take a breather, and then get back up, take some more pictures. It was cool.
Yeah, I know. Take breaks.
Yeah. Take breaks. You fucking lucky.
If we're not in a fight, it's not like that.
Okay. Here's the thing. This is the one thing I want to know.
Tell me.
So I posted this thing on the Instagram, and I know you know because you fucking wrote me, what the fuck are you thinking? Right? So I posted something on my Instagram. I posted the waist brand boner protector, right? Like when you get a boner, you throw it up your waistband, right? On your underwear.
Yeah. Waistband hero.
There you go. That's what I called it, too.
I called it.
It's a super saver, right?
It's my eighth grade fucking life.
Eighth exactly. grade? Like, I was like five. So I was like fifth grade, dude.
We're talking middle school here, then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because I know you have used it in your 30s. So,
hey, I'll use it right now, motherfucker.
I guarantee
it.
We're in a room full of dudes. What
well,
the fuck?
Well, nah, I mean,
no,
I'm
not right now.
I'm just saying.
But I know, I will say this.
Life. Sucking Rocco's
this
dick.
This time of my life.
Using a fucking wasting.
I'm not going to lie. If
this
I had
time
sweat,
of my life.
If I had sweats on right now and the way my wife kissed me before she left, I would have got a boner. I got a cow. I ain't gonna lie. I got a half cow.
You want two?
Then
of those?
He married the right girl.
You want two of those?
No, I'm just
having. A little
fuck off.
Well, hey, I'm just
gonna kick you.
Well, I know you probably are already, motherfucker. The more you drink of that, I guarantee you're gonna kick me.
That's just a sip, dude. Let him be.
Damn.
It's like a half an ounce. Give me a break.
So, what is? Do you remember in like your high school days or grade school days? I remember my third grade teacher, but it was my second year of third grade, so I was actually a part.
Just laugh.
Come on, Jimmy Dog, let's go.
I'm just saying, it was my second year of third grade. I realized.
Is that fact, so?
100%.
There's two more, right?
Yeah, probably.
What? Joints.
Oh, yeah, they're there. Behind the wheat in the top.
Behind the wheat. What?
But listen. All
right.
So I remember it, and.
Listen, Linda.
I literally flipped that bitch up. Thank God. Thank God I have a sag in my underwear. So it could hold it, right?
Your shit is not reaching your waistband.
It does, dude. Oh, yeah. Hey, not all of them.
I was like, damn, Luke, why are you sagging so much? He's like, shut up.
You know, it's good.
Why are your pants so low? Why are your pants below your waist?
Hey, no, so, hey, I'm fucking Chicano, man. The higher the socks, the downer the food.
So... I remember that in my day. Do you guys remember having those boners and like even with sweatpants?
Do we remember having those boners?
What was your fondest memory?
Of our boners? What's your fondest memory of having
What's
a boner
your
in your childhood?
Boner in your childhood. School dance.
Really?
Really?
You make out with a girl? Oh,
no,
she's just dancing with you.
Dance.
Oh, you just got...
You just got to wait in the corner for the slow dance.
Really? You were fucking just dirty dancing with her and you got a boner.
I was in sixth grade. That's the last time I used that method.
Really?
I'm not sure why I used that method. I'm sure it's because I had a boner for some reason.
Dude, I used that method at the expo.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So, I saw Amanda Caldwell. I flipped that bitch up.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. I shouldn't have said her name, actually. So, can you edit that?
No.
All
right. But listen.
It's lying.
Listen.
Well,
so
I know, but
so you flipped it up. You flipped it up. Like, did you dig in your pants?
Who wrote this?
Your boy over there. Why is it bad? Perfect.
What'd you say?
Jeez, man, I never seen anything like it.
Hey,
I wish your fight was April fucking 17th so we could go to the Snoop Dogg fucking Co Wetzel 420.
What do you want?
I was asking you, when do you, sixth grade, you did the boner technique? Come on, I don't want to see tricks. Oh, my God.
I don't
want to
do that.
That ain't good.
Speaking of boners in sixth grade, I did that in sixth grade.
Why would you do that, dude?
You try that.
I can't do that, dude. I will cough. I won't be able to do the podcast because I'll cough. But I'm going to try.
We're about to be high as a motherfucker.
You got to hit it.
I'm trying. I'm so scared. Shut up. I know what I'm talking about, dude. I thought this was it, though.
like that. He can't do it. Huh?
What? Oh my God! It fucking burns. No. Oh, I did it though, right? Let me see. Hey, look at him, Nestor. Look at Nestor.
Yeah, he's smoking. That burning nose hairs.
I got asthma, dog. That shit ain't cool for me.
Your eyes are watering, dude.
Oh, I know, dude. It ain't not good for me. I'm an idiot, huh? Yeah. I'm going to go to
the
spaceship.
That's like when you stuck the wasabi on your asshole.
Hey. Nobody's ever heard that, motherfucker. So, why would you?
No way.
What the fuck, dude? You have to say that.
No way.
Come on, Gaethje.
Why did Gaethje even know about that?
I was there. I got a camera view.
You watched it? You watched him stick wasabi on his asshole? I got to go to the bathroom.
I paid him $1,000.
Hey, $1,000, man. Times are rough, bro. I just, hey, Cody, maybe do a pool. Maybe do a pool. Who would, in God's name, would put wasabi up their ass for $1,000? Because this motherfucker did. I promise you that. $1,000 cash.
He didn't put it up as that. I don't know. He probably did.
I don't give a fuck if you just put it on the rim. It's still hot. Hey, I did. I really wish you didn't tell my listeners that, though. I really don't.
It's the GU podcast, dude.
I know, but listen. That was your last fight.
Yeah, New York City, night before the fight. We ate sushi.
Yep.
We're sitting there. I got like $10,000 in cash. I'm like, Luke, I'll give you 200 or 500 bucks to eat this whole thing of wasabi. He's like, fuck that. He's like, give me 1,000. I'll pull my asshole. I was like, deal. Bet. And my coaches are all there.
Trevor, Ben.
Starts laughing.
What did like, Trevor say?
He did. He almost died laughing, and he saw it because
you shoved it in your butt.
Like literally, he had Ben. No, Ben was the one that seen.
And y'all watched because you can't turn.
Well, no, I was like, I need proof, so Ben had like camera. Like, I didn't look at the video, but
so I had.
He is a really good actor, though, so he could have been faking it. But I don't know.
He doesn't smile when he lies. Did he smile or did he smile?
I was like,
oh, he was hanging over the fucking bathtub.
Dude, I had to shoveling fucking water up my ass, dude. I swear to God, it hurt so bad.
Hey, what's that sled out there? What is that?
I use firewood.
It's a box of wasabi.
Yeah, sorry.
I would. It's a what? What'd you say, Cody?
I didn't say anything.
I said wasabi.
Oh, my God. No. French inhales wasabi. One time and somebody in the corner said something. He's like, what's that? Like, it was dead quiet over there, like, fucking nothing. Like,
do you need a Xanax? You can have a panic attack?
Dude, he's going to cry. It fucking cross-legged.
I could have sworn I
heard
you.
Marcus's room.
I said wasabi. That was me.
I'm fucking high already, bro, I think.
Of course you think, motherfucker.
I don't know, but hey.
What'd you say, Cody? Cody's over there texting as usual. What? Nothing. Call her.
I didn't say, I didn't, you didn't say what, I didn't think you, I don't know.
Shut up.
I seriously thought you said something. But so can Nestor, can you answer that question? When was the last time you put the waistband hero to work?
Wait, I thought we were talking about wasabi up your butt.
I wanted to change subjects here, Cody.
I want to hear that story. I know what you wanted to do.
I told the story.
You fucking texting.
The poll's still up. Right now, nobody's a poor ass bitch. They'd rather not.
No one would.
No, they're rich ass motherfuckers.
$1,000. Like I was really waving at him like a fan.
Yeah, $1,000 cash money in your hand. You take a fuck. I'm gonna tell you right now, Terrence. You do it
to your first knuckle. That you much wasabi? No,
it was only like it was like a half finger.
I'm that motherfucker went in out.
No, no. I went in the finger. I went in. And I pulled it out, and it was like, it wasn't green no more.
Why would you, dude, that's not true.
It wasn't green.
It was Mexican orange.
It wasn't green. It was fucking cleaned off.
Look how serious his face is right now. You're such a fucking idiot. God damn. That's not true.
Hey,
I would have shoved the rest of it down his throat if he did that shit in my room.
I fucking did it.
Dude, I don't care if he even tickled his asshole. He's out of my motherfucking room, dude. What are you talking about?
$1,000, dude.
$1,000, you put it on your finger. I'm like, get the fuck out of my room.
The night before the fight, it was worth the laugh, dude. It was worth the laugh. That, his job is to keep the mood light. So yeah,
I literally
got paid $1,000 extra.
I'm just telling you right now,
We didn't tell his wife about that one, so don't tell her.
We're going to the Florida Keys, darn. Maybe not the Florida Keys, but we're damn sure going to Louisiana. $1,000 Motel 8? We're about to see some fucking alligators.
This is what I said. I said, babe, we may go to Florida Keys, but if he loses, we'll go to Louisiana.
You went to Louisiana either way, and you put $180 in your pocket.
I went to Black Hawk, and that was cool. All right.
You went to Black Hawk, that $1,000, and that wasabi up your ass was for nothing.
No, it's the best time ever.
We have a good time.
Listen, second question is.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you first, Desert. Mm-hmm. Give you a little time to think about it. Did you know what the this is why I'm giving you the time to think about this.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. You better ask you, do you know what the clitoris is? I already know. Look at
No. When did you know about the clitoris?
The what? You still don't know, dude. You have a child that you still don't know.
Yes, well, what does a child have to do with
poor
that?
Poor wife.
Yeah, I don't think a child has anything to do with it because actually, that just proves that your wife had no fun creating two children.
What does a child have to do with
That's what clitoris? I said. You said it.
Yeah, they have everything to do with each other.
Clitoris.
Yeah, what did you call it?
I don't know, man. Clitoris.
There you go.
Dude, my nickname before I started fighting.
What was it?
It was the Clit Commander.
The Clit Commander?
Yes. Before I fucking started fighting, it went from Clit Commander to Little Hulk.
Then why? Yeah. I guarantee you. That's a hell of a transition, dude. And for you not to say, what does the clit have to do with me having two children, is appalling to me.
It actually makes sense. That actually makes sense.
Listen. No wonder Marcus is so happy. He has all that joy stored in him.
I believe he knows where it's at because his name is Lil Hulk.
Okay, so, listen.
That's all he's got.
When did you find out about it?
When I was a junior high.
When did you find out about it?
I don't know.
Okay. It's still an ongoing mystery right now.
Ongoing.
All right, so when was when or have you ever had a squirter?
Yeah. Dude, what is wrong with you?
This is what we do at the end of the podcast.
You know what the squirting thing is to me? A complete inconvenience. Unless you have two beds in a hotel, it's just like, fuck, you don't want to do it at your house. You know what I mean? You're like, fuck, that was so fun. And then you, like, 3 hours later, you're like, fuck, I can't even lay here. Let's go to the spare bedroom.
And the air mattress.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that makes sense. No wonder all the sheets were folded on the fucking, God knows. You won't do it in your own room. I don't blame you. It's an inconvenience.
I have silk sheets, man. Those things are sensitive.
I'm that's 100% truth right here. Look at me. I'm going to kind of giggle a little bit.
And what?
The first time I said, I freaked out and I said, why would you do that? I thought she pissed on me.
They didn't have internet when he was coming up, though.
What'd she say?
His old internet, we used to go.
That was dial up.
What'd she say, Luke?
MSN Messenger. You couldn't see people squirt then.
No, hell no. I had
that.
No
Actually,
idea.
Don't share that. Don't no, share. That's personal information.
No, listen.
Tell us what you said.
No, listen.
Did you think she peed?
No, my buddy next to me goes, good job.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Shut up.
Oh, God, I'm a comedian, ain't I? I'm going to have fun with this shit.
My mom's listening.
I know. I'm sorry. It's all jokes here.
Yeah. When his face is serious.
His waistband is this alien from top to bottom.
Yeah, not getting there. Sagging Luke. The higher the socks, the downer the food.
Hey, smoking weed at the end. Like, I'm not sure why I'm here, but I'm fucking here.
Y'all have a good night. But, hey, Cody, can I ask you a question?
No. I'm good.
Come on, Cody, one question.
I'm eating tacos, bro. I'm good.
I know you're eating tacos.
He has the best job ever.
No, he got the contact high. He's like, I didn't smoke any, but I'm high as fuck right now.
Oh, gosh.
So, anyways, Justin, before we let you go and go play gaming.
I'm going to bed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I hear you on that.
It's only 8.
Yeah.
It is only 8, so maybe.
So, I know you have 2.6 million followers, but where can, like, a lot of my redneck friends follow you at?
Gladiators Unleashed.
Follow him at Justin Gaethje.
Justin underscore Gaethje.
Oh, Justin underscore. So.
Hey, spell my last name.
G-A-E-T-H-J-E.
Hey, would you hit your asthma?
I would be disappointed if you.
I got you. I like, literally, if I remember anything, I remember that last name. Yeah. I really do.
Once you get it, it'll free, it won't for
you. Can you spell it, Nestor? Mm-mm. It's hard, dude. A lot of people do.
He just spelled it. And you still can't spell it?
G-A-E-J-T-H-E.
Yep. There you go.
You one of those fucking educated motherfuckers. Why don't you educate yourself on a new hat?
You know what?
I can't say hat. I should say flat. Not
somebody
a flat
actually sent me a golf bag, and my last name was spelt like that.
Was it?
Yeah. Not right.
Yeah.
Hey, I got something. Before you leave, though, I got to tell you something about this. My boy, the Avs, like, they literally, I'll talk about it a little bit, but I'm not going to talk about what I need to talk to you about. It's called Moonshine Golf. They have an IG, and they're about golfing. They're Avs players or whatever. They love golf, and they were like wanted to start a brand about golf. So they came up with Moonshine Golf, and I don't know why, but I don't know how.
They get fucked up, and they don't have teeth. That doesn't make them hockey players. Moonshine's from the South.
No, they're listen, fool. Either way, I got something for you, maybe. I don't know.
So golf.
Yeah, it's golf because you like
I'm
golf.
I'm doing a celebrity golf tournament in Denver.
I know.
I just got hit about that. I don't know. June.
Summer.
June.
Yeah, it's awesome. Hey,
we also have
who else?
A golf tournament 2 weeks before that I'm helping put on for Hero Sports.
Yep.
And I need you.
Well, they're both.
Gladiators Unleashed is obviously going to be a sponsor for them.
Always
and,
do.
And yeah, we got to get sponsors.
Yeah. And that is in Nebraska.
Yeah,
this one's Endeavor.
Oh, Endeavor too. Oh, that's the one I was talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're doing two up here?
That one's for Hero Sports, and then 2 weeks later, I'm doing a celebrity golf tournament.
Shit. Who are the other celebrities?
I have no idea. Oh. I just got hit up about it, like 2 days ago.
Oh, no shit. That's the one I thought you were talking about.
And we have to work out with a military officer, not Marine. Military officer.
Cool.
We're going to work out with them, so you're going to be there.
Cool. Yeah, I can do that. That's cool.
Me, you, and Trevor.
Cool.
We'll give them the whole experience.
I don't know.
They're squirting.
You make him laugh. Trevor will make him really tired, and then I'll make him cry.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a perfect that combination. Great.
That actually sounds just like squirting.
What the fuck is.
All right. Last but final question. Okay. Are you.
What question is this?
Listen,
what number?
Third.
What number?
Three. Okay, Thris. Right.
I'll give you that.
Hear that? Thris.
Yeah. He's not listen. High.
No, not yet.
Not yet. You're a fucking piehead then.
Listen. Cody.
What?
You want to answer this question too?
What is it?
All right, Justin, you answer it first, okay? Just cuz I want to hear what it takes, you know, from a guy like you. Are you a kiss lips guy or straight tongue guy? When you first kiss somebody, are you more lips right away, or do you want to straight dip your tongue in her tonsils?
Well, I have a small tongue.
Jesus Christ.
And
you know what they say about guys with small tongues?
Well, French kissing is using the tongue. What the fuck are you talking about?
I know,
so of course
but
I use, yeah, all that. Down my throat.
Yep. I'm just going to tell you my bit before I go to you. I'm not a passionate kisser. I'm a violent motherfucker, dog. I stick my tongue in your throat, and I'm going to wiggle that tongue. And I'm going to just give you a sample of what I could do downstairs.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? So that is when everybody says I outputted my coverage.
And she literally shoves your face back in that fucking tundra and says, here's your fucking Wendy's.
Oh, my God.
Esther, what are you? Are you a gentle kisser?
It depends on who the fuck I'm with, man.
Oh.
If I'm on a bathroom break, I'm just trying to get in.
then you're not kissing him. What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, I'm just making a joke about Luke's wife.
Stop it. Cody, are you a gentle kisser or a...
Did you say a first kiss? Is that what you said?
No, a kiss, period. Are you trying to make out all the time?
Oh, all the time. Sometimes I got shit to do.
Okay. Here's
when it's obviously when it's appropriate.
Yeah. What? Not Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. He's fucking munching her fucking carpet in her mouth.
No, I'm not trying. I'm trying. I mean,
I
would
make out with you.
I mean,
and your dad's like, essay.
No.
I'm all like, white, like.
I'm all like, hey, will y'all watch the kids for a little bit, please?
Yeah. Marcus is like, Justin, fight.
Y'all some dickheads. I'm just trying. I'm done asking questions. We're done with this shit.
Why didn't nobody call him?
Because nobody likes you anymore, Nestor.
Yeah, fuck. Not Gaethje either. I mean, it's bad.
Well, I love you guys.
On a for real note, Cody.
What? Where are you going with this, by the way? I know this is a setup for something,
no,
so where are you going?
No, it's honest to God the truth. I just want to know.
Oh, God, look at your eyes.
Are you a titty man or an ass man?
Ass.
No, you only get 3 questions.
This is a bonus question.
No.
Dude.
You answered all of them right, so you get
titties,
a bonus question.
Titties or ass? Titties or ass? This is Jeopardy, dude. You're in the final
definitely,
round.
Definitely ass man.
Hey, name. Me too.
Ass?
Mm-hmm. You're a titty guy for sure.
100%.
Titties. Really? If you have a flat ass, you can get the fuck away from me.
I like titties.
Right?
I like titties.
You hear that, self-made? Squats, dog.
And that's why he's single. We're not single for the same reasons, but that's why he's...
Yo, fuck, what do you mean? Flat ass, you're out.
I mean...
Yeah, you're out.
I mean...
So why, yeah, we're single for the exact same reason.
No, you're not automatically out.
Well, no. They better be some good titties.
That's why you're single.
100%, dude. All right, you're done. On for real note, Cody...
There's no for real notes left. Let's go.
Seriously.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, Justin. Last one. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
This is a fucking... Jesus.
I got a good one for this.
Okay, I hope.
I'll have a house and you'll be doing my lawn.
Yeah, he hits the music.
This motherfucker will fuck up a wet dream. I can't even do it. I'll save that shit.
Yeah, well, what are you going to say?
Don't worry about it. Kick Nestor, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Hey! On that note, hey, I got some cool things happening on next episode.
Don't miss it.
It's our 100th. Guys, I got to say, companies came through again this year. We're sticking around for another year.
Oh, you poor bastards.
And it's all because you guys listen to our shit, so I appreciate it. Guys, I got some cool announcements happening in the next probably two podcasts, so stay tuned. It's the way it goes. I benefit, you benefit. But on that note, we out. Nestor.
On a serious note, let them know.
On a serious note, I'm going to let you know.
Anaconda, let's go.
Anaconda, 3 syllables, boo. I got $100 shuffleboard table. Let's go. Hey, guys. I wanted to hop on here and give you guys a big shout out and say thank you for all your support. Do me a favor. Check out that Bullhorn app. Give us a subscribe on that app. Man, you guys can watch us live right from your phone. Call in. Ask Cody questions all from the app. So check it out. And make sure you guys give us a follow on the IG at GU_unfiltered_and @GladiatorsUnleashed. And if you're a patron, love you.